was Misaira. I really want to speak about it. Chazal tell us one of the chiyuvim that a person has is to ladun kol adam lekav zchus. A person has to be done. Every person lekav zchus. Chafetz Chaim and Shmir Saloshin, I think, Nemtzachon, some mitzvah deraisa even. One of the averes that he counts and the averes of Lashon Hara is when you're not done, a person lekav zchus. It's a mitzvah to down a person lekav zchus. You have to be down lekav zchus. It's for him straight. Shoshana Yom Kippurim. A person is down lekav zchus. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is down him lekav zchus. To be done lekav zchus. I was misaira. I don't want to speak about it better. I tell you the Seder Advarim. I was in the shul 2 years ago. 2 years ago I was in a shul. Shabbos Mevorachim Odo, there was like only one Odo, not two Odos. And the Chazan decided, the one that got the Kabbalah Shabbos, decided to sing it out. He sang all the Finigunim, some in the name of Shleim or something. Sang the answer. It was a canoe deer that started to make a mechoe. I don't hold from that person at all. It's not the shayla. Doing a mechoe. The rav that shul got up. Choshev rav. Choshev chavas forim. And the rav got up. And he said, it's terrible that someone sang such a song. Such a treifidike song from a treifidike mensch. Mevazah the shul. Mevazah how you could say Shem Hashem with such a nigun. A bizarre shame to do gmosoi. Maybe he's right. I'm not saying the Tonish. I'm not sure if he's done to learn. He's not a Gornish. He's being very sharp. And the Rav said that I want to tell you why this person is such a Shegetz. Chutz from all the Shegetz is that everyone knows how Shegetz he is. I want to tell you, Bedidi Ave Uvde, I can tell you how big the Shegetz is. And the Rav got up and he said a story. And he said that he met a woman, a married woman, and this woman told him that she was megayer by this Shloima. He asked if she heard about Shabbos. Shabbos. Two metayer, yontef, shofar, matzah. He never told me. He said, I wanted to marry a yid. So I asked him to megayer me, and he was megayer me, and then he was the Masal HaKadusha. I said, "Are you sure Shabbos garnished?" He told me, "Show me the geiras." So, the guy, she was mekabel omar choshamayim b'simcha, and he was going on and on and darshening how treifed, you know, b'simcha, hearts given dalton be'av of b'simcha. Yeah, again, I was sitting. I'm one of the members in that shul. I heard the story. Good. And Mamish don't hold from this person. But I don't think, I never heard that, you know, he has a list of Averis. I never heard that this Averis is also on his list. He didn't sit and learn. He had a kech to become a Tamid Chochem, but he didn't use his kechas. Back in Ishbeseder in Ganzen. Kept quiet. In my head, the question was there. I didn't think that he deserved to get such a bizarre in public. So I kept quiet. There's no way to dan lekav zchus, you know, such a treifidike maisim. This Shabbos I was again in that shul. And the Rav spoke about the geirus, now as a whole big child of the geirus back and forth. And the Rav spoke, it's not in the shilas, you know, I'm not going to get out of the whole argument. And then he said in the end, Rabbi, I remember I told you a story. I don't know if you remember it, I have to tell you a story again. And again, he says a person named Shlomo, some people sing his songs. And he said, over the whole story, this person, Amish, the whole, very large part of the Russia. But the Maisa, the Olam already heard the story. So, you know, you hear a story twice, it's really. So the Rosh carried out and said, I'll tell you more from that. You think only. I'll tell you, the husband of that woman, another person, he said, I told it to one of the Mechom not to sell, he didn't believe me. He told me the guy is not choshed. I faxed him the paper. I have the paper. I faxed him the paper. His husband of this person was a Mitzri Sheni. Mitzri Sheni? He's from Cairo. He said, wasn't trying to Mitzri Sheni. Said that this husband, that he was Misal Kiddushim, his mother is a goyter, the father is a yid. And Hatzach Noch HaKoyen. He goes Basa the father, and the father is a Koyen, Hatzach Noch HaKoyen. So he married that Hatzach Koyen to this Gyarios. He finished his wash. I already had what to say, but I didn't want in public to embarrass the Rav. The end of the davening, I said, listen, till today I never hold from this person. After Yidrosha, I'm starting to think that he's smart like the Nedebiyud. I'm not quiet. I said, I'm such a goyness. I said, I'm not a choshevayit. I said, this mice, this Shandor mice. Yeah? I said, why? He was in the hotel where it happened, that story. I'm not going in the hotel. And he met this person. That is a goy gomu, Hatzach HaKoyen. I told him that he wants to marry this woman. So they came over with him that if you could help him to be Megaya, to Misal Kiddushin, to be Megaya. He's a goy and she's a goy. The best thing is just marry them off. Two goyim could get married and carry on living. He has no reason to try to make them Eden. Two goyim want to get married. Not only that, if he doesn't take care of it, she will go to a temple somewhere, the Megaya, you're a half a Geirus. Suffolk, if you'll be over a Yisro, a Goy marrying a Yid, the kids will be mixed up. You don't have no problem, don't have to go to no one. You Mekabal Amochu Shemayim B'Simcha? Yeah, didn't tell you after Mekabal Shabbos Golish. These two people will carry on being Goy. What will happen? Maybe one day they will decide to keep the Alochas and they will decide to be Jewish. They will come to someone will tell you Megaya, they will say, yes, where? Shloim, Alochas you learned? No. Paper. Doesn't say Golish, Mekabal Amochu Shemayim B'Simcha. And this is what happened, Daka. After Ptir Hosei, they came to someone. Through that, they found out that he's also a guy, because they asked, who are you? So, through this letter, they found out that Erez Nishkin Koyen is a guy, and Erez is a guy. Mamash saved a whole mishpach and klal Yisrael from being messed up. Not only that, I found out that I'm trying to get the copy. I don't want to give you the copy, but I'm trying to get a copy of the paper, of the Gaius. I sent someone out in my name to get it. I hope until the end of the week I'll have it. I want to see this nice story in front of me. But he signed only one on the papers, even it's a Gaius B'Yochid, yeah? I said, one of my rais that I'm right is that Louis Tsuya, the Yenam Utaka B'Choshu, to make such Gaiusim, we would hear in thousands. Yeah, I think he was involved with a lot of people, these kind of people, yeah? And if he would believe that he could make gavels, he would be Megai. Why we never heard? You heard it? We heard all different times on him. He left Yeshiva and Yishgilel and Teire. We had tiny satsumas on a person, yeah? But we never heard that he was Megai of people. The answer is he never did it. But the couple of days, everyone is masking that my stomach was the man. So I went to that Rav. He died to me that he was not, Shlomo was not so smart like you, so can you say? He was. What I learned out from here, from myself, I'm saying, there's a choshev Rav, yeah? You hear a story, a able and a person, a able. And it sounds so poshut, past him. Yeah, it fits to him to have such a mistake in his Avas Hashem, yeah? You hear a terrible story of the person. Choshev Rav, he met the people. He was the Messiah of Kiddushin. The first time, was irrelevant to say what was the guy mitzvah sheni. And how did he cover that story? He didn't feel that this is the answer to the whole story. Choshev and Rav, thousands of psukim are going around from him in Klal Yisrael. Choshev it. Story mamish, ugifrekt. Maybe that is the first good story that you hear in that person. So I took for myself a huge chizik, a huge chiyuv, to Meshanan, all Shabbos, it bothered me. To Meshanan to myself, how much a person has to learn to Dalai Kavsus. The person has to know it's a midah that a person has to be koine. It's a midah that a person has to be koine. To dan lekav schus. To dan lekav schus. Dan lekav schus is every person. Dan lekav schus. You know, so I'm not saying that you have to sit now and every bochur that you see in Shtiblach 9 o'clock to dan lekav schus. Why is davening after Zman Krishna? Yeah, why is davening after Zman Tfile? Yeah. You know, you don't have to be there to see these boys, yeah? I'm not saying that a person has to sit and dan lekav schus. Yeah, you see people go without a hat and jacket in the street. Maybe they're suffering from something. Yeah, maybe they have itches or allergies. I'm asking, you know, you go around so there's the yeshiva. It's very hard to be done everyone lekav schus, yeah? So, I think maybe if the ilum will go without a hat and jacket, it'll be less avoided to be dan lekav schus. But I'm saying, not that avoided is for a person to start on every bad to try to think now. If a person teaches himself the tchuna of dan lekav schus, and this reason I was happy with myself. Yeah. And I'm telling you, I alamol in different matzavim, I speak against Shlomo. Yeah, I speak against him. And I Baruch Hashem, I'm not getting ready. I think everyone is ready. The shaykh is to speak ready, but. Not that like I'm from his people and someone spoke against it and I tried to dig under the ground to find a heter. I'm from the Misnagdi. Abba, why the thing bad? If it sounds so ridiculous, why? He's bad. But he's bad is bad. No need to think that the bad is good. It's time to stick on his stories. But a person has to learn to dan lekav schus. If a person does it when he's a bacher, all of his marriage is different. All of his life is different. I want to tell you, you can't start b'shas den nisoyin to dan lekav schus. It doesn't go. Moses says all different stories on Amiroyim, not Negeat, the Pratim. I say, Alamo, one of the stories of Dan Lekav Schus that by me was Mechanech me, was I was walking once to Shtiblach, in the yeshiva, and I saw two bachrim finishing to drink a can. No, don't think from our yeshiva, they were drinking in the street a can. And when they finished, they threw it to one of the porches there. So I decided, you know, there's a limit that I can throw it on the floor. It doesn't put it in a special place to collect it. No? But to throw it to someone else's porch. So I went over to him. I said, I'm sorry. I said, I think this is over the limit. I said, animal doesn't do it. You want to throw it on the floor? It's time to throw it to someone else's porch. Like, I'm a shield on them. I didn't know them from nowhere, yeah? But they know the Bnei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yankov, and they deserve to get that Musa. So they told me, we're sorry, but you know, this kid there collects bottles. He asked us to throw bottles into the porch. Now, I don't know, I'm not so sure if it was true, or they just nagged me. That's how I don't know the super, yeah? Yeah. But when they answered me, I learned to myself, but it could be. Dan lekav schus. It doesn't mean not to give the Musa. I look like I'm sure animal mice. Kedan lekav schus. Kedan lekav schus. Again, a person, his chavrusa doesn't come. Abadi has to yell on him. Avada has to yell at him, scream at him, stop to room with him. All these reasons are good. But when he sits there and he starts to fume, yeah, where he is, not like us. Maybe he got stuck. Maybe something happened. Dan lekav schus. Person has to be dan lekav schus. This is better than the avoid of a person. Now, the Mefoshim explained that why taka a person has to be dan lekav schus. There's a halacha, the Chofetz Chaim calls it a mitzvah sese. And again, from the list of the avoidus and lishonore, one of them, everyone knows the Chofetz Chaim and the Hesim, is dan lekav schus. It's done like I've schuz. Tamid Chochem, you mechuyuf the done like I've schuz. Ben and he. Mechzal, mechzal, netiyah, berosh. Chochem Tzchaim has all the klolim. When you mechuyuf the done like I've schuz, when you're not mechuyuf the done like I've schuz. But it's a chuyuf the done like I've schuz. It's a chuyuf the done like I've schuz. Why is a chuyuf the done like I've schuz? It's brought down, there's three reasons why a person is mechuyuf the done like I've schuz. One reason a person is mechuyuf the done like I've schuz is because boni matem la Hashem elekich. Boni matem la Hashem elekich. Boni matem la Hashem elekich. Person has to feel that we are brothers, is avas Yisrael, is a part of the mitzvah of after l'recha kamoicho, to dan lekav schus. But I will explain to you the difference. What we have, even that the Rishonim take more from that, is to be nice to the other person, to represent the other person in a very nice way. This is what was negat to us, even as a mitzvah's av belev. The dalik of schus is to live with that person, the av gemura, to live with this person, the av gemura, ki ilu you're close to him, and like if something will happen, and you will do a mistake, you will try alamol to fix it. Alamol to dan. Maybe it's the way you write, maybe you're passing a psak. It's wrong. You find all different why your side is right. You have it in Torah. So if it's in your family, you're busy 100 million times till you find what is the side that your side is right. And you like you're united to one side, yeah? You find why they write and why they write like this and why they deserve the Yerushin, why they all the Cheshbonos, why their side is the right side. Why? Because this is your side. The other side is 100% right that their side is right. But what is the answer? If you feel close to someone, so a person will tell me, okay, so when I will feel close, I'll be dan lekav schus. But the mitzvah says the opposite. When you will be dan lekav schus, you will start to become close. This is a part of the mitzvah samasiyos shebin adam lachaveiroi. It's a part of the mitzvah samasiyos shebin adam lachaveiroi to be dan likav schus. Midan likav schus. I said over a couple times, it's negeta ashlom at ischelik. I want to say mamish v'ktsoro. I said years ago, it was a story going around. There was a couple kids that were standing in a gas station. Shabbos was in Shabbos, and one of them borrowed a phone from one of the people in the gas station. And when he gave them the phone, they drove away. So that kid that they took away the phone from him jumped on the car and tried to get his phone. So the car drove with him quicker. Yeah. So they still keep in the rabbinah, yeah, for Shabbos. And then they